The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 19th, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Kapit mana. Kapit means in once, in ecstasy. Mind. Krishna Padaravinda, the lotus feet of Krishna, if one thinks, Nidveshitam, with full ecstasy and absorption, if one thinks very nicely about the lotus feet of Krishna, Sad Anuragi, being attached, Anurag, Jai, anyone you have in this material world, then what happens? Nate Javana Pasa Bhitasta Tarbhita. Jamapasa, Jamarad, the superintendent of death. After death, one goes to Jamarad, not the devotees, but the non-devotees. Nati jamang pasa bhitastha tadhu. Someday, even in dream, they do not see Javara. Sapne vipassanti, chinna niskita, completely freed from all reaction of sinful activity. Simply by one's thinking of Krishna. They are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but if we become at least once in life in ecstasy in chanting Hare Krishna, then all our sinful reaction of life is finished. Unfortunately, we again commit sinful life. Otherwise, by chanting one's Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes immediately free from the reaction. But the maya is so powerful that it induces again to commit sinful life. So we have to promise. Just like Jagai Madhai, they were delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very sinful in their activities. Sinful means that has become ordinary things nowadays in Kali Yuga. They, what is their sinful? They are drunkards, illicit sex, meat eater, and gambling. These four things they are very much addicted. So they are rejected from the society. The society was so pure. 5,000 years before, Parikrit Maharaj gave the Kali Yuga four places. First of all, he wanted to kill Kali. Then he begged pardon that, I am also your praja, a citizen in your kingdom, so it is my business to kill these animals, so why you are punishing me? So give me protection, what can I do? So Parikrit Maharaj said, no, you cannot do in my kingdom, you have to go out. So Parikrit Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. So, the Kali, he said, sir, you say go out of your kingdom, but where is not your kingdom, everywhere, throughout the whole world, where shall I go? Then he designated that you stay in these four places. What are those places? Where illicit sex, brothel, prostitutes, and going on. you can live there. And where unnecessary animal killing is going on, you can still live. And where drinking, intoxication is encouraged, you can still live. And when gambling is there, you can still live. So, he could not find any place throughout the whole world where these things are going on. That is the kingdom of Maharaj Parikshit. There is no chance. It is the government's duty to see that people are very nicely ruled so that they become all pious. That is the duty of the government, the king's order. So, in the Kali Yuga, he said, there is no such king, there is no such government, therefore people are becoming polluted. It is the duty of the guru, the duty of the parents, duty of the government, to train people in such a way that they may become pious, sinless. But they do not believe even in the next life that if we act impiously, then we have to suffer next life. They avoid to believe that they are in this life, that they are in next life. In the morning we are talking about this. How you can say there is no next life? The child has got next life, a boy. The boy has got next life, a young man. And the young man has next life to become old man. Similarly, the old man has got next life. It is very common logic. And it is spoken by Krishna, the supreme authority. Even if you do not understand your dull brain, but we have to accept the words of Krishna. That is the critical point. If we take Krishna's instruction, everything will be solved. There will be no problem. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, to induce people to take as it is. Don't make any amendment, interpretation. As Krishna says, you do it. Then your life is the instruction is there. It is not that you are manufacturing some ideas. No. That is not our business. We are following the same principle. As Krishna said to the sun god, imam vivasati yugam pratyavan avayavam vivasyanamana viprahu manu ikha kavibravi evam param praptam imam rajase. The same thing. We have no difficulty. If you say, how can I take instruction from Krishna? Krishna is not present. No, Krishna is present. By the instruction. The Bhagavad Gita is there. Not that it is necessary. Krishna is always present, but you have no eyes to see. That is another thing. Krishna is present everywhere. Annam tarastham paramanu chayam tarastham. Krishna is present everywhere, even within the atom. But we cannot see. That is another thing. I have no eyes to see. But if I develop Krishna consciousness, then I will see constantly Krishna. This is the effect. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokan. Krishna consciousness means to develop love for Krishna. So one who has developed this love for Krishna, he can see Krishna every moment. There is no dividend. Krishna is present. So, even though you think that Krishna is not present, but he is present by his words, Bhagavad Gita. He is absolute. Krishna, the person, and Krishna's words, Bhagavad Gita, there is no difference. Advaita, no duality. Everything is one, absolute. Krishna is absolute. Krishna's instruction is also absolute. Krishna's pastime is absolute. Everything that is absolute, true. There is no difference. In the material world, the name and the thing is different. Suppose, here is mango. The mango is the thing. And mango is the name. If I simply say mango, 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 there is no mango. There must be the thing mango. That is duality. This is the world of duality. But absolute means the name mango and the mango thing is the same. Otherwise, what is either different, then what is the use of chanting Krishna? Krishna chanting means Krishna this word and Krishna the person the same. Therefore, by constant chanting means constantly associating with Krishna, then we are becoming purified. There is no difference. We have to understand this philosophy. Everything is there in the book. So, we have to read it carefully, understand it through the teachers or gurus, instruction. In this way, if our mind becomes fixed up in Krishna, the person or the Krishna, Hare Krishna word, Sakrit, once only. Sakrit means once only, yes. Krishna Padaravindaro. From now, Niveshita. Fully absorbed. This practice, Krishna consciousness means to practice this. How to fix up the mind always at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna's advice is same thing. Manmana bhava man bhakto madhyaji mahanamaskuru maya sakta mana pratya maya sakta mana pratya yogam jinjan madas. This is yoga, meditation. You can simply sit down in any place and it is commanded that in a solitary place and sitting straight, right angle, and not closing the eyes, but half open, this is yoga practice. And looking over this point of nose and observing celibacy, brahmacharya, following the rules and regulations. In this way, you can practice yoga. Not that you can do whatever nonsense you like and you have become a yogi. This bluff is going on. The yoga system, first yoga, indriya samyama, to control the senses. And now it is going on, transcendental meditation. That after practicing yoga, you will increase your sex power. And that is accepted as yoga and they are paying for it. How serious. Yoga in India is just the opposite. People want sense gratification. If somebody encourages, yes, you take this mantra and you will be very powerful sex enjoyer. People will pay for that, yes. Give me that. This rascal is going on. So, what we can do, we can simply explain that people want to be cheated. That is the thing. Satcha bole to mare ratha. There is a Hindi proverb that if somebody speaks the truth, it is deceit is lower. And if he speaks lies or bluffing, then it is relief and preventive there. The one scientist in Delhi, our Delhi festival, he said very nicely that we scientists, we are just like learning how to bark like dog. He said very fairly, because a dog is barking, everyone knows, but if there is a tent, an advertisement here, there's Mr. such and such, he bark like a dog. And people will come and pay $10. Then a man is barking. Very wonderful, let us see. So these rascals, the chemists, they're trying to manufacture living being with intestine. And they are becoming very famous. Oh, now they are making life in the rascals. There are so many hundreds and millions of life up there, every day being created. What credit you will get if you manufacture a life with intestine? But the rascals, they are all scientists. He's now going to manufacture life. Now show me how much. Yes, we are trying. It will be. In future. And Swarup Damodar, there was one professor, he came to California. He was speaking how from matter a life can be there. He has written one volume of books and he has got Nobel Prize. And the book's name is Evolution of Chemical and Life. So he is also a doctor in chemistry, or Samudra. He is also present there. As soon as he asked, sir, if I give you the chemicals, can you manufacture life? At that time he said, that I cannot say. Why cannot say? You are speaking the combination of a chemical brings in life. We are writing on book that life is from life, not from matter. That is not possible. These rascals are simply bluffing that from chemicals life can be manufactured. No. We challenge. So these things are going on. We want to be cheated and there are so many cheaters. Andhāja-thāṅgai-rupaniyamāna sepi-sa-tantra-yudāmi-paddhā. The Bhagavad has discussed this. These rascals are andhā, blind. And one blind man is promising to lead other blind. So what will be the reason? If one man is not blind, he can lead hundreds of blind men. That is that. But if the leader is also blind, then what is the use of leading such blind men? That is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nate vidu sathakatim hi Vishnu durasayadi bahirathamanina andhajatham veidupaniyamana stepi satantra hrudami badhya. Isatantra, by the laws of nature, or laws of God. Laws of nature means laws of God. They accept by nature it is, but they do not know who is behind this nature. That is intelligence. Nature is dead matter. It cannot, just like this microphone, this is matter, material. What is that? Some iron, some other thing, some wood, something. But this iron-wood combination cannot take place and become a microphone. No. There is a light behind this iron and wood, and he has manufactured, therefore he works. But these rascals are thinking that combination of this iron and wood and something else, it has become microphone. No. It is a machine, but machine is manipulated and manufactured by life. Not that automatically the iron wood becomes a machine. No. So these rascals, they cannot understand that the nature is working, that's all right. But how it is working? What is the background? That they do not. That answer is in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Under my superintendence it is working. Krishna says. That's a fact. You might have manufactured a very big machine. That is all manufactured by some light. Not that the iron and wood has come together. The skyscraper building, the bricks have come all together automatically. They say, by chance. What is this nonsense? By chance these bricks have come and piled and become rooms. Yes, these things are going on. Rascals. Therefore, andhāyathāṁ dhīrupaniyamāna. Let him sleep somewhere. So, this is going on. Don't be misled. Isotantra. By the laws of nature, we are bound up, tight, hands and legs. We are not independent. You cannot do anything independently. You are completely under the clutches of material nature, and behind the material nature is Krishna. Therefore, our business is to surrender to Krishna and take knowledge from Him, and then you become perfect. And that is explained here. Sakit mana Krishna pada aravinda. Niveshitam tad gunaragi jaya. We take instruction from Krishna. Tad gunaragi. When you understand Krishna is the Supreme, we have to take instruction from. Nobody is perfect except Krishna. Or one who follows Krishna, he is perfect. Krishna is perfect, one who follows Krishna, he is perfect. Just like a child, he does not know what it is. But if he takes instruction from his father or teacher, that this is my form. So when he says, this is microphone, this is perfect, he may be child. But because he has learned from his father or teacher, this is microphone, and he says, this is microphone, this is this, then it's perfect. So the instruction of Krishna is perfect, and the teacher or guru who speaks the same thing as Krishna says, that is perfect. And if he manufactures his own ideas and becomes more than Krishna, then he is a rascal number one. He is not very good. Thank you very much.